I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 6th, 2026. On Wednesday, the National Weather Service in Jackson issued a tornado warning alert in its coverage area. This happened during the statewide tornado drill. Stan Ingold has more on the confusion.
Many people in eastern Kentucky reported that the alert did not have a clear test disclaimer and came across as an active tornado warning. This happened during the statewide tornado drill as part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Many broadcast outlets aired the warning, including WEKU. When we reached out to the Jackson National Weather Service office, they directed us to NOAA. A spokeswoman with NOAA sent a statement saying the message clearly stated that it was a test and that no severe weather was occurring. Due to an inadvertent coding issue, the message was disseminated beyond the usual limited scale for such a test message. They say that they are addressing the issue to ensure further tests are coded correctly. I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond.
In the upcoming play, Blood to Drink, Looking for Lilith Theater out of Louisville will center on the women accused in the Salem witch trials. The play follows four women stuck in a jail cell together. The characters are based on real people from the trials. Shannon Woolley is one of the actors.
When you think of the Salem witch trials, you're going to think of the Crucible. And you're going to think about John Proctor, and you're going to think about Abigail Williams. And they are not the protagonists of the story. The women who were executed are the protagonists of the story.
There will be a free staged reading Saturday at the Woodbine Chamber and an audience workshop about the play Sunday at the South Central Regional Library. A new leak of federal data reveals that 10 exhibits at Great Smoky Mountains National Park are the latest targets for removal by President Trump's National Park Service. Piers Gentry with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom has this report.
For months, the National Park Service has been systematically removing plaques and monuments across the United States that refer to slavery, climate change, and other topics at the direction of the White House. Now, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the country's most visited park, is being targeted. According to a massive leak of National Park Service data, 10 signs in the Smokies have been flagged for removal. They talk about air pollution in the mountains, a slave cemetery, and war crimes committed by Confederate soldiers during the Civil War.
It's really a shame that those signs are being removed.
That's Phil Francis, now retired from the National Park Service, who served as the deputy superintendent of the Smokies for 11 years.
Because they're simply talking about facts that occurred, things that occurred in the past that we can learn from.
He says the removal of signs in the Smokies is, in effect, erasing history.
And if we remove signs and literature from the public knowledge, the things that happened then may reoccur.
Staff at Great Smoky Mountains National Park did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A Nashville-based nonprofit has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration challenging the removal of the signs.
That was Piers Gentry with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom. A U.S. Court of Appeals has upheld the death sentence for a Kentucky man who carried out a double homicide in Madison County nearly 40 years ago. The Sixth Circuit panel rejected an appeal this week by David Sanders, who was convicted in 1987 of fatally shooting the owner and customer at a general store in Richmond. Kentucky has banned executions since 2010 after a court ordered the state to amend its regulations on capital punishment. Kentucky also doesn't have the drugs needed to perform lethal injections, and Governor Andy Beshear argues the state can't order the drugs until the court injunction is lifted. Attorney General Russell Coleman filed a motion in 2024 to lift the moratorium, but the state Supreme Court denied the request to resume executions. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.